Welcome to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. The Veterans Voice Podcast is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and proudly presented by USAA. USAA is doing a lot of hiring this year, and if you'd like to join the great team at USAA, head on over to usaajobs.com. Today, we're focusing on financial wellness, including all the workshops taking place at Mount Carmel aimed at guiding veterans and their families to financial security. Plus, a local veterans association is looking to engage and, in some cases, re-engage with the local community. We have more on that coming up here on the podcast. Right now, we're turning our attention to that financial wellness, and joining me is Liz Foster. She's a financial coach through Mount Carmel's Family Resource Program. Liz, thank you so much for joining us here on the Veterans Voice Podcast.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And let's talk a little bit about the work that you guys do with the financial area, you know, the advice, the counseling that is so important, especially for our veteran community.
Sure. So I am the Financial Wellness Coordinator at Mount Carmel. It's a new program that we're in the process of standing up, and I'm part of the Veteran and Family Resources Program at Mount Carmel. So, Mount Carmel was very fortunate to have received a grant from USAA promoting racial equity, and so a portion of those funds have been earmarked to stand up a comprehensive financial wellness program. And so we are in the process of getting some workshops together and then also continuing with the one-on-one financial coaching and counseling that I've been doing at Mount Carmel for a while. So that's what we've been working on. And we are, the plan is to launch our workshops in April. April is Financial Literacy Month, and that's a initiative that's been around for a number of years, and it really is just all geared toward teaching people financial skills and helping them build on those and build good financial habits. So we thought April would be a good month to launch our program.
Exactly. And obviously the need for the program is there, or else you guys wouldn't be standing it up. And as you've worked in the Family Resource Program through Mount Carmel, what are some of the biggest financial issues or things that you've seen that this program will really aim to help within our community?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, you know, really it is just the basic personal financial management piece that a lot of people just have never been taught. So, you know, it is things like building a budget. How do we do that? How do we stick to it? How do we know where our money is going? So tracking it and, you know, being able to use that information in a meaningful way and to apply it to the everyday, you know, money management. And then also being able to take it a step further and being able to plan for, you know, future expenses. And so there's a lot of pieces to that, but that is the basic stuff that most people just don't know how to do. And then probably the other single biggest thing is people are very concerned about their credit and their credit scores and their credit history. And so providing that credit counseling and education, teaching people what to look for on the credit report and then how to take care of maybe some, you know, the derogatory information that might be on there. So those are the two biggest areas, because getting, you know, once we have a handle on the basic stuff, then we can move beyond that.
Exactly. In this, you mentioned there's going to be the weekly workshops coming up in April, which is Financial Literacy Month. This program funded by a grant from the USAA Foundation's Racial Equity Program. And what are some of the other points of the curriculum that are going to be taught during the ongoing course?
Yeah, so we'll be using a curriculum that's been developed by the National Financial Educators Council, and it is a very comprehensive curriculum. So we will be able to take our clients from the beginning, really just the basic stuff, the budgeting, saving, working or teaching about credit. We'll be having some home buying workshops. We will be touching on retirement and wealth building, goal setting. I mean, it really is very comprehensive, and they have, so it's just really great information, and they have some really good tools that we'll be able to incorporate into our workshops as well. So really excited to be able to use the resources that they have and then supplement with, you know, with what we feel is important for our particular audience, you know, our veterans and their families.
Exactly. And what are some of the overall goals that will be accomplished during the long range of the workshops?
So, you know, we are hoping that, you know, once they come for one or two, that they'll continue to come for all. You know, that is a consistent attendance, because the information is going to be very, you know, very useful. And that's one of the goals when I was looking for a curriculum was, is the information good? And are there good, usable, practical tools that people can use? So, you know, we just want people to walk away more than anything being able to use what they learn. And so if that's just one workshop that they attend because that's all they need in the moment, then that's great. But if they want to come back for the whole, every workshop we do, then that would be great too.
Exactly. And of course, this isn't just a solo effort. There are some great community partners as well that are helping to facilitate this and make everything happen. And who are some of the community partners helping with these programs and workshops and the overall financial wellness program?
Yeah, I am very fortunate in that as the word gets out that we're signing up this program, there are a lot of financial professionals who want to give back and give back to veterans and are willing to volunteer their time. So we have partners from many different pieces of the financial services industry. So we've got some mortgage brokers, we have retirement advisors, I'll say retirement slash wealth building advisors. We have a person who specializes in small business, I'll say infrastructure. I think those are the three main areas. We have another person who is also an accredited financial counselor. So we've got that piece. So some really strong, knowledgeable professionals and educators.
Yeah, and there's so much great information out there. And how important is it to make sure that once, you know, people transition into the veteran community and their families are continued to be set up? Because there's a lot of times where some things are, you know, there's a lot of times where things may be very simple, and then all of a sudden you have these more complex life changes and this what next, and that's where the Family Resource Center jumps in to help with that timely hand up. Liz Foster with the Mount Carmel Family Resource Program, you're a financial coach. When can we start registering for some of these ongoing workshops? And tell me a little bit more about the schedule for the workshops and what that'll look like.
Sure. So I'll start with the schedule. So our goal is to have, so we have a set of workshops that will be covering, you know, like I said, the basics. So budgeting, saving, some credit. And we will be offering those workshops. It'll be a series of four, maybe five. But we'll be offering those workshops quarterly because it is developing those good basic habits are really the foundation of good personal finance and being able to move beyond more than just living paycheck to paycheck, you know, to that financial flexibility piece. So so we don't want people to miss out on that basic information. And then so then the other weeks in any particular quarter, we will be offering some of the more detailed, in-depth topics. So, you know, the retirement, wealth building, that will be several workshops long. Home buying, home ownership. We have some specialty with in credit. That will be a three or four workshop series. So, yeah, so we will be covering everything, and they will be weekly. And as far as registering, the registration information will be available starting mid-March. And so folks can look on our website on information on how to do that. We'll post it on our Facebook page as well. And they can also just call our main number, which is 719-772-7000 for more information on how to register.
And as you'd mentioned earlier, this resource program will also have free private and personalized financial coaching and credit counseling available, which is so crucial for really anyone, but especially the people who have served or who are transitioning out of service and getting into the whole new realm of the civilian world.
Yes. So like I mentioned earlier, I've been doing the coaching for a while, and it can be a really important piece of a really effective partnership with the coaching and the workshops, because then what someone learns in a workshop, we can, you know, apply that to someone's personal life in a one-on-one session. So that's, I think that's a really important piece, and people will be able to take advantage of that. And of course, everything is free of charge. And for our folks who are transitioning or have recently transitioned, you know, that can be navigating the financial world in going from military civilian can be a little bit of a challenge, because there are some significant differences in terms of pay and benefits, and, you know, how that all ends up, you know, what ends up in the bank versus what you might think end up in the bank. So anyway, we can, you know, help people navigate that as well.
Exactly. And again, the registration should be open sometime mid-March. For more information, just head on over to the Mount Carmel Facebook page, various social media outlets, or give their main office a call, 719-772-7000. Liz Foster, the financial coach over at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, thank you so much for joining us, for everything you do, and for helping to get this program off the ground, which we know will help so many people throughout our local area.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time and the invitation.
Still ahead on the Veterans Voice, I'll be joined by Paul Price, the Director of Operations at Mount Carmel, and a great community partner that is looking to engage and, in some cases, re-engage across the community. Still ahead on the Veterans Voice podcast.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Joining me now on the Mount Carmel Veteran Voice podcast presented by USAA is Paul Price, the Director of Operations at Mount Carmel. And Paul, thank you so much for joining us here on the Veteran Voice podcast.
Andrew, it's always a pleasure. Thanks very much for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. And Paul, you've got a special guest with you that you're going to help to introduce that is a great community partner that is looking to re-engage with a lot of the community, and especially a very somewhat underserved veteran community throughout the area.
That's right. As Mount Carmel goes about celebrating our fifth anniversary, one of our pillars all the way from the very beginning has been strong partnerships. And today I would like to highlight one of these partners, and that's the Enlisted Association, which started here in Colorado over 50 years ago. And we have worked with the Enlisted Association. Mount Carmel has transitioned our clothes closet, if you will, all professional clothing, male and female, over to the Enlisted Association. We work very closely with Lonnie and his team there. We've also been able to provide them with some new furniture equipment for their headquarters here in the Springs. And it's just another example of how good partners working together can make a big impact in the military community here in Colorado Springs.
Absolutely. And joining us is Lonnie Barrett, the president of Chapter 1 of the Enlisted Association. And Lonnie, for those who may not be as aware, let's start with just some of the basics as far as what the Enlisted Association is and what you guys do to help out with our enlisted veterans throughout the community.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me on today, gentlemen. So, as Paul said, the Enlisted Association started here in Colorado Springs almost 60 years ago, just a bunch of retired enlisted guys that were looking to do something, and it evolved into a national congressionally chartered organization, which now has 52 active chapters all over the United States. TRIA Chapter 1 most recently supported the tally bill. If you've been on Facebook at all for the last 2 years, I guarantee you've probably seen a tally bill advertisement on there somewhere. Brian Talley was a Marine that was egregiously, to put it simply, the VA, he was seeing the VA for a medical issue. They misdiagnosed him, and then they waited until he could no longer get a malpractice suit against him. They almost killed him. But that was recently one of the last items that President Trump did this year was sign the tally bill, which Chapter 1 and many other veterans organizations supported. And then as Paul also mentioned, you guys gave us some items to help our veterans, our local veterans here in town. The Veteran Closet, which, you know, will help local veterans get the right suit on to job interview and whatnot. We do a lot of things for the community, the trunk or treat, which we, the last 2 years we've donated that money to Angels of the American Fallen. So a lot of things going on here in Chapter 1.
Yeah, and we know especially the members of the veteran community who were enlisted, never made it into the ranks of officers. There are so many of them, and they also have more of a, dare I say, blue-collar mindset when it comes to their post-service life and even within their service career. And it's such a great honor to be able to help give back to that specific group. And Lonnie, what was the mindset behind, you know, having the association specifically looking at our enlisted prior service members?
Well, when you look at the makeup of the military, you know, you have your two different corps. You have your officer corps and your enlisted corps. And the enlisted corps is obviously much, much bigger, nearly a 10-to-1 ratio compared to the officer corps. And, you know, when you got Congress looking to make budget cuts, you know, where are they going to go? They're going to go to the biggest pot of money where they can trim the most fat off of. And if you've ever served on the enlisted side of the house, you know that there's not a whole lot of fat to trim, but some bureaucrat will find it and trim it. So, you know, the Enlisted Association really started with the mindset to protect the resources of the enlisted veteran you know, the enlisted retirees and honorably discharged veterans that are on the enlisted side, because there's more of us. It's a bigger pot of money. And the bigger pot of money is what gets targeted first.
Exactly. And it's so great to have, you know, the specific help for, like you mentioned, the larger core of our veteran community. And Lonnie, we know obviously times have changed and the needs of the veteran community is always changing. And that's led the Enlisted Association here in Colorado Springs, Chapter 1, to relocate to a new facility. And let's talk about the differences and what's happening at the new facility.
Yeah. Well, we actually moved to a smaller location. You know, we used to be up on Emory Circle and we had a 22,000 square foot facility. Chapter 1 used to be the largest chapter in the United States with well over 2,000 members. Over the last 30 or so years, our membership numbers have declined and we're now down to about 900 members. but we had to move to a smaller facility that we could, you know, better serve our members and try to be more available to, you know, a new focus group of members. And we are now located a lot closer to Fort Carson, and some surrounding military, you know, veteran dominated neighborhoods in that area. We're over off of Hancock and Academy in the Mission Trace Shopping Center, 3065 Academy Boulevard is our address. We are on the right next to the Family Dollar in there and across from the U-Haul Center for a visual reference.
And what are some of the differences between the previous location and the new one? I know you'd mentioned changing some of the ways that you serve the veteran community. What are some of the biggest changes that we'll see in the new location off of the Mission Trace Center?
Well, we're more open. We're focused. I think we're more focused on, you know, family activities now. So we have a morning exercise group that, you know, veteran parents can come in and do with their kids. It's I called iStroller. They're a great, great group. We're making soap with Mountain Merle's soap bars. We're doing a lot of family friendly events. We've just started a reading circle that, you know, you can bring your kids in if you've got stay at home moms or stay at home husbands that want to, you know, just get out of the house for a few minutes and come and do a reading circle at Chapter One. We're doing that. We're doing juice bars. We're doing just a lot more family friendly stuff. We are also we're doing something for everybody. So, you know, we've got our older legacy members that we're still trying to take care of and do things for. We've got our younger veterans and we've got our family veterans and we're just, you know, it's hard to make everybody happy, but we're doing our best to try.
Exactly. And as somebody who spent a Sunday morning or few at the old location for Chapter One with my grandpa, a retired Navy sailor, are you still going to be having the brunches and the meals that you'd put out that were so great?
So we no longer have a kitchen at our new facility, but we are working on getting some type of food items, working with some local veteran-owned businesses, food trucks, and stuff that can come and hang out. We've completely redone our blueprint as far as our business plan goes. So where we'll still be doing a lot of the same things we did at the old TRIA location, you know, we'll have dart league still. We'll have the Sunday morning football games. We're trying to work in some Monday and Thursday night football games. You know, just we're trying to please everybody, but we do no longer have a kitchen. But we are working with many veteran-owned businesses and other veteran service organizations to try to accommodate things like food and stuff like that.
Well, and you know, that helps out with the overall mission to continue serving our veteran community. And that is part of the mission statement for the Enlisted Association, to support the military community through a number of ways. And what are some of the other ways that Chapter One helps to support our military community throughout the Southern Colorado area?
Well, it's not just us helping other military communities. It's the military community banding together as a whole and helping each other out. So Chapter One is a charter member of the Veteran War Council, which is made up of different veteran-owned businesses as well as veteran service organizations, where, you know, we're just there to help each other out. We're trying to promote and get the names of other veteran-owned businesses out there. We all support veteran-owned businesses. We have veteran-owned breweries that come in and you know, give us beer to sell to the public and help get their name out. Wackadoo Brewing is one of them. You know, you got the DV group that does great things, raises a lot of money to help homeless veterans. The 22 Until None group, we support each other. They did a 22-mile hike in November on November 22nd, actually, to raise money for 22 Until None to help end veteran suicide and educate. So there's just a lot of groups, Irreverent Warriors and Vigilant Valkyrie. that we're all just trying to help each other out, especially during these COVID times where, you know, it's hard to do anything, you know, when, you know, the state keeps shutting things down and we're just trying to figure out a way to survive and continue our mission to help veterans.
And speaking of continuing with that mission, it's always looking to help engage with our younger veterans and people who are enlisted to utilize the resources. And talk to me a little bit about that outreach to let people who may not be aware of everything that the Enlisted Association has reach out and help continue to bring together more veterans to, like you said, help each other out.
Sure. So, you know, one of the best ways to find out what we're doing as a chapter is follow us on our social media. So Instagram, Facebook, just search for the Enlisted Association Chapter 1. So we're, you know, not only are we trying to find things for people to do to get them out of their house, but we're also trying to help like healing, emotional healings and physical healings. So, you know, we've recently done sound healing sessions with a Blue Zen instructor. I attended it myself. It was surprisingly relaxing and it really seemed to help you know, focus better. There's a lot of good stuff. We're doing aroma touch sessions. And if you're a veteran who has a, you know, a hobby or a business that you want to come in and help share to help other veterans, just contact our office and talk to Kelsey. You know, she can help set up something. That's how we got set up with Mountain Merles, the soap guy. You know, this guy's a retired veteran. He makes soap as a hobby, and he found it really relaxing to take a bunch of harsh chemicals and blend them together to make something, you know, very relaxing and helpful in soap. And, you know, we're one of the first big groups that he tried to teach this to. So he's kind of refining his technique, but we plan on offering those soap making sessions, here in the future. And then, you know, just, there's, you know, we're doing, paint and sip nights where you can come in and paint and relax. You know, we're trying to help all the veteran-owned businesses that we can, you know, that want to come in and help us do things to promote helping all veterans, not just enlisted veterans, but all veterans. You know, we're the officers are the dark side, but we do try to show them some love every now and then.
Exactly. And if anyone wants more information about everything going on through the Enlisted Association, what's the best way to get that more information?
So, yeah, our Facebook page is the Enlisted Association. We also have Instagram pages and a YouTube channel, as well as our website, TREA1.org. And links to all of our other social media channels are on the TREA1.org website. We also have our office, which is the phone number is 203-6736, area code 719. Kelsey, our business manager, is there. I cannot say enough good things about her. She has really done a lot to help modernize what we're trying to do to get, you know, our mission out to veterans of all ages, especially the younger ones. So she's doing a fantastic job for us.
Exactly. Well, Lonnie Barrett, president of the Enlisted Association Chapter 1, first off, thank you for your service to our country and for everything you're doing now in this next chapter and through the Enlisted Association.
Thank you. And tell your grandpa, welcome home, shipmate. I was a Navy veteran myself, so I always like to tell that to the fellow Navy veterans.
I will let him know, and we'll get him over to the new location here before too long for sure.
Do that. I'd be happy to buy him a beer.
Awesome. Well, Lonnie Barrett, thank you so much for joining us here on the Veterans Voice podcast. You have been listening to the Veterans Voice podcast, a service of Mount Carmel and presented by USAA. USAA is doing a lot of hiring this year, and if you'd like to join the great team at USAA, please visit usaajobs.com. The Veterans Voice publishes on the second and fourth Saturday of each month at 0800 on KRDO.com or wherever you get your podcasts.